recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's daf in Masechet Bechorot is daf Mem, brought to you Bein Chomot Yerushalayim, and we are now holding in the first Mishnah on the daf. So even though we had actually begun before the previous Mishnah, which was discussing the penis sheath and also the vaginal wall, and we had had before that, we had the Braita that discussed various pegamim, where we had a machloket, whether they were applicable to the entire genitals or only to the penis, whether it would include the testicles. This Mishnah itself is very clear that that's only the negea, at least is the way the Mishnah is saying it is not stam, and that's only negea where there's a pegam in the testicles. But in lo beitzim, or in lo ela beitza achat, suppose it doesn't have any testicles, or it only has one. So Rabbi Yishmael says, look, im yesh lo shnei kisim, yesh lo shnei beitzim. You should know that if the scrotum is properly formed, and it's clearly two separate sections, then there's definitely somewhere there are two testicles in there, and it's just that you haven't seen them descended completely. But ein lo shnei kisim, ein lo ela beitza achat. If, however, we don't have a clear-cut differentiation in this scrotum, so then even if there would be two testicles, they're the equivalent of one. Rabbi Akiva, listen, what you have to find is a testicle that you can force to descend. It's not good enough to say that there's something there. So Moshiva al-Akuzo, press the animal down on its rear, and press, Mema'ech, press out along the sides, while also pressing down against its rear, im yesh beitzas or falatzet. If there is a testicle there that's undescended, that's going to force it down. Ma'aseh shemi'ech, and what's happened, they actually did this, and then they saw v'lo yatza, and assumed that it was a baal mum, and shechted it based on that mum. But then, when they cut open the animal, they found that there was indeed a testicle there, but that it had gotten so enwrapped and had never been able to come down, then because of that, Rabbi Akiva said, so what's the difference? It's the same thing as if it's not there. Hit your Rabbi Akiva, based on the fact that it would never have descended. V'yasa Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So he, Rabbi Akiva, held the very fact that the testicle is in the wrong location means that it's a mum. That's not a question of a chisor and aver that we're dealing with here. We're dealing with a mum. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, as long as it's there, it's considered to be either the klal, not a mum. If we're dealing, as Rashi suggested earlier, is an issue of chisor, according to Waman Diyama, or because in the end, it's so falatzet. Anyway, hashta, I don't understand what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah says, if it doesn't have any testicles, if it only has one. Does that make sense? I mean, if ein lo ela beitza achat, we of course already looked into the Gemara ahead, so we understand the Mishnah. But taking the Mishnah as it's written, it seems to be saying if it only has one, or if it has, it doesn't have either. So if I know, if it only has one, and you're including that as a mum, so then obviously, if there are no testicles at all, ain't no klal me, boy. Answers the Gemara, the truth is that the whole Mishnah is Fisurin Nechas. The Mishnah is in separate pieces. The correct way of learning it is like this. Ain't no shtei beitzim b'shnei kisim. Point over here to Tanakama is in the event that you don't have a properly formed scrotum with two properly placed testicles in a double scrotum, and instead you have kisechad, or for that matter, even if you would have shnei kisim, but you would only have beitzachat, so the Tanakama is saying, hare zemum, you have to have everything correct, both scrotum and both testicles. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, yesh no shnei kisim, Rabbi Shmuel argues. He is saying that first statement that you say is a mum, which obviously implies that it can't be, as we just pointed out, can't mean literally that ein lo ela beitza achat and then say shtei beitzim, which would mean that even if there were shnei kisim, that it would be a pagam. I say that's not true. Yesh lo shnei kisim, then there's nothing that is congenitally wrong. It's just you're looking at an undescended testicle. Therefore, for sure, yesh lo shnei betzim, and there's no problem. Ein lo kis echad, then even if there would be shnei betzim, kemish ein lo betzah echad dami. Comes along Rabbi Akiva and to say, listen, lemeimer biyadua, he's saying, you're talking about a case, you're saying, yeah, 100%. We don't say that. You have to actually examine it. Because you need to be moshivo al akuzo. If, in fact, you are correct that yesh betzah, then so far latzeit by the pressure that you're exerting, so you'll cause it to descend. But the Meiser of the Akiva, as we saw, is taking into consideration that it really isn't so much a question of whether a testicle exists somewhere in there. It's a question of whether it will indeed descend. Therefore, this is a 100% a test. Because if it doesn't descend, it's not going to descend. And therefore, Mamela, it's a mum anyway. This is how the Rambam paskins, by the way. Others learn that the Tanakama is basically the Das HaRavi, and therefore it's Chelek Rabbi Akiva. They don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva here, because it's not only Machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So Machlokes is the way the Tanakama opens up the whole discussion. Maase shemiyeh v'lo yatsa. Tanya Amar Rav Yossi, Maase b'piron shebek Menachem, which Rashi learns is the name of a little town in Beit Menachem. Tosis brings that Lamaisa, the Lashon of Tosefta, is just like we had before. We had a Maase b'pora shebek Menachem. I was talking about a female. Here we're talking about Piran and an eagle. In other words, a little par, and it's not the name of the place, the animal, in Beit Menachem. Where over there they actually had such a case and utilized Rabbi Akiva's approach to be mamayeh. Turned out that there was no testicle that descended. And they shechted it and then nimtzat dvuka b'ksalim. And Rabbi Akiva says, so what? Anyway, it's mutter because lamaisa, not being in the correct place, is a mum. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri asked. Omar lo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, what's the matter with you, Adam? Atayatam b'chalem amonanshu, you say, what, they're going to bury now a bechor? Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the Rabbi Akiva, and you at matay atam achil Yisrael nevelot, nevelot. What are you talking about? Lav mishka shachte. I understand. You said you shachted it. Well, you're giving them treifas. Treifas? Is that treifas? Lo is a treifotu. El at matay atam achil Yisrael kodashim b'chutz. Where since there's no mum, it is anyway b'kedushato. Question is, why isn't it an Issa Trefus? And Chutz, Chutz, Namechitzasa is also an Issa Trefus. That's your taina, that first, since over here, first you have the problem of the Issa of Mukdashim, that wasn't Utar. So then it's not called the Issa Trefus. And our president has come in just at the right time.
He's just calling him to say, Doctor and Commissioner!
Baal Chamesh Raglai. If it had five feet or 3 feet, or if the feet were klutot, normally klutot means that it doesn't have the split hooves. However, the Gemara is going to explain that in this case, klutot does not mean what it usually means in terms of simone of it means misshapen, and they look instead like the round feet of a horse, of a chamor. That family has round feet as opposed to the sheep and the cows. Furthermore, if the animal was shachul or kasul, what is that? Ezeo shachul. Shachul means shenishmeta yirecho. Now Rashi learns that means literally, that it has a dislocated thigh, and that even though normally we learned in Chulin that a dislocated thigh is considered to be a treifa, why would we be listening over here as a mum? So Rashi says, because, as the Gemara explains over there, a dislocated thigh, where also the connective tissue had broken down, and it was ta'ach le'nive, that's where it's a mum, a treifa. Over here it's not ta'ach le'nive, therefore it's only a mum. Tosfos Tainas, no, it's inside. Tosfos Tainas that, first of all, that's a machlokas. As Mandiomo says over there, even if lonis achle nive. But besides, if you look at the structure of the Mishnah seems to be talking about congenital defects, not things that happened. And therefore, the way to understand it is that it was born with, and therefore there was no tearing or anything. This is the way it was born. It was born with an improperly located the ball and socket joint. And because of that, it's the equivalent of nishpata yerecha. Or a kasul is, or achat mi yerechav givohot. And that's that the ball and joint socket works properly, but it's misplaced, so that the pelvis is high on one side, and the leg is up on the side of the animal as opposed to properly placed in the pelvis underneath. Omer Avuna Loshanu, if we're talking about three legs or five legs, I mean, remember that this could be talking about either the foreleg or the hind leg. The discussion over here is only about a foreleg, the yad, the hand. But in a regel, as we saw before in Chulin, this would be a trefa, because a five-legged animal is the equivalent of missing the entire leg. The entire leg is definitely includes all of those elements of trefas that if they were broken or removed, would be anyway a trefas. Of course, the whole thing is removed. Then that would be kol yeter kenatul damin, where if you have five, it's the equivalent of having removed the leg completely. Then that is a trefa animal, not just a balmum. Omer of Papa, when it comes to this other part about klutot kishol chamor, don't think that that means that they have to be agilin velo sedikin. They have to be both misshapen, rounded, and not split, so that they don't have split hoofs. That's what it usually means. In our mission, it's enough for them to be agilin. If the bone is a rounded bone, similar to a horse leg or a chamor leg, then even though it has split hooves, it would still be considered to be doimes lishel chamor. Hashachu v'akasul. Tanu rabbanan. Ezeu kasul v'ezeu shachul. Shachul means shenishbata yerecho, as we said in our Mishnah. Kasul means shiraglo echad betoch hakesel. Why are we calling it kasul? Because one leg is properly placed within the flank area, within the muscles of the flanks, and the pelvis is a normal place. And it looks as if you've got a typical structure in the rear of the animal, which the muscles surround the pelvis. But the kasul is where you have the other one, regalachat al gabe hakesel. So you look at the side of the animal, and one leg is all the way up towards the vertebrae. Tana, hasarua va'akalut is also similar to this. Sarua means shenishtarvev lo yerecho. The lo doesn't take out. That the yerech of the animals, that the femur bone, was elongated. And kalut is shiraglav klutot kishol chamor v'kishol sus, even if they aren't rounded. But if the bottom of the foot hasn't been properly split, then forget about the issue of whether it's a doime to shal trefa, meaning the tme'ah, it's certainly a mum anyway. Nishbar etzem yado v'etzem raglo. There's a break in the bone. Even though you don't see this break, now this is a problem. Shigmar is going to explain, because as we learned out from the pasuk, it has to be mumim shebegalui. So how can the Mishnah say if it's not nikar? So we'll talk about that in a moment. Those mumim aforementioned, they were the mumim elu mana ilah v'yav. Now remember that ilah was the big expert that we had before, that they allowed him to take money for being matir b'chares. And he was also made in Yavne, all of the movement that we've had in the past Mishnayot. Vodu lo chachamim, and these were all accepted as edu. However, there were another three, which he was made in Yavne, and that they didn't accept in Yavne. Ot shlosha osif, amru lo, lo shamano et elu. Those we didn't hear. What are those three? Or some of the girsa, lo shamano ela et elu, meaning the ones, the aforementioned. What were the three that he added? Shegalgal eino agol kishel adam, where the eye, now we'll see what this is referring to. Is it referring to the entire eye? Is it referring to the cornea of the eye? Is it referring to the socket of the eye? To be discussed. So it was rounded like a human's. Upiv dome kishel chazir. And it had a snout-like mouth. We'll talk about precisely what kishel chazir means. And shenitel arova medaber bilashan. It had the area of the tongue that was not attached to the actual bottom of the mouth itself. So it's not the palate, the piece of the tongue that is movable, and that's what creates these sounds. That part, if rove of it was missing, it's also a mum. That they didn't accept in Yavne. But later, Beit Din Shel Achareihem accepted it, and they said, Arei Zeh Mum. Indeed, that is a mum. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. You say if there was a broken bone that you can't detect unless you have an x-ray. I mean, so then why is that a mum? Mika habe muma. Amar Rav Papa, what it means is that if the animal stands still, it looks normal. But as soon as it attempts to utilize that bone by walking, it limps. And there it's nikar machmat atzmo not. But it's nikar machmat milacha. Milacha doesn't mean in this case hitched up to do work. It means the work that that bone does, usually. The normal work of that bone would be to move, to walk on its feet. Munin ele mona, and that's it. Okay, so that's including, now you're adding these things about galgal, ogol, kishel, adam. You're telling me that that's not the derech? Dalav hainu urche, it's not the derech of an animal to have a rounded eye? Well, what about the mission? And we talk about in Nida of a case of a miscarriage where there was a mapelet, min beimar chayav of, bein tmeim, bein teharin. This is Rabbi Meir Shita, as we'll see. A human who now miscarries what is clearly a misshapen embryo, and it looks like a behemoth or a chai or an oaf of any type of species, beint me'im, beint ahorin. If this is a male, it still is metameh her beleda, and she should keep the days of tumah v'tayra v'zacha. So it's 40 days in total, 7 days of tumah, followed by 33 days of tahara. Im nekeva teshev l'nekeva. And if it was a female organism, so then it would be 80 days, 14 days of tuma, and 66 days of taira. But what about if eno yadua? So then she has to be machmir in both directions. If it's not clear, there was misshapen genitals as well, so this whole thing was a disaster. So then there is a chumra both on the tzad of the zocher and the tzad of the nekeva. On the tzad of the nekeva, there's a chumra because you have 14 days of vaday tuma. On the tzad of the zocher, there's a chumra that you can't rely on dam tohar except until the 40th day, not the 80th day. So just be machmer in both directions. Divrei Rabbi Meir. The Omar Rabba Barbachon Om Rabbi Yochanan, and what's important to us is that the question is, why is this not a mutation and not considered to be a human vlad at all? What's Rabbi Meir's logic? Ho'il v'galgal eino agol kishel adam. This is crazy. He says that that's because those animals have a human-like eye structure. And because of that, it's human enough not to be a hopeless mutation that is not metame. You just said in the Mishnah that Adarabba, if an animal's eye has the same shape as a human, that's mum. So how are you telling me that the norm is that their eye is similar to Ben Adam? This is, I mean, you couldn't get a more opposite psak. Rav Yosef, well, there's different parts of the eye. Lokashia abu uchma abu chivra. We're talking about the pupil. Pupil of the eye, indeed, in these animals is similar to human. It's completely round. Doesn't look like one of those elongated kind of eyes that you find in other animals. It looks like a round pupil. But here we're talking about, if you're talking about the chivra, that's what we're saying in the area. Okay, exactly whether this means the white of the eye or the place where the eye sits. There's the socket of the eye. That is shaped differently in a chinami. If that were round the way a human eye is, then it would be a mum. Upiv dome kishel chazir. Omer of Papa, when we say that it's dome kishel chazir, there's two issues that are involved. There's that snout. Now, actually, a pig's mouth is a rather strange structure because it includes in the upper jaw its nose. So that if you take it apart, obviously it's a separate jawbone where it has a typical mouth. But if you're looking at it from the outside, it looks as if the entire upper jaw extends outward and ends in a snout. The truth is that there's two separate structures, but As far as what the Mishnah is talking about is the gross anatomy from the outside. Gross anatomy from the outside is that the snout, first of all, is snout-like. So it's flat. But there's also the fact that the upper jaw extends beyond the lower jaw, apparently, because of the continuation of the nose above it, the snout above it. Therefore, if Papa says, look, there's two different issues over here. First of all, it's chaput. Chaput means like a chapud, that it ends in a snout. But secondly, it's also that it extends beyond, right? So don't think that it needs both, that it has to be both chaput and porus, so that you have a separate upper jaw and lower jaw. The point is, even if it would have a normal nose, but the jaw would extend, that's enough to make it a pig. So afakav de lo shapit. Fishenitel rov amedaber shebelashon. Who is the Mishnah going according to Rabbi Yehuda? The Tanya vechinitel rov alashon. Rabbi Yehuda omer rov hamedaber shelashono. When we're talking about rov alashon, it's always a reference to the movable part of the tongue, not the extension of the palate, for all intents and purposes, where the tongue is completely stuck down against the whole structure of the mouth. Continues the Mishnah as if we've been discussing this. Uba'aseh shalechi atachton odef al alyon. And there was a maisa. What do you mean, and there was? Oh, sorry. I know, I didn't want to interrupt because that's the whole point. Uma'aseh. And we're going to show that it's negated what we were saying. So, there was also a maisa like this. Like what? Who knows? Which is what's the obvious question. It was a maisa where the lower jaw extended beyond the upper jaw. And Sha'al Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, he asked the Chachamim, and they paskin that to his umum. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean, umasa? You didn't talk about this case. My Tana, diktani umasa. How do you begin a Mishnah by saying, and there was also a maisa? There was nothing we're discussing. Ah. It's like this. Did we just read Piv Dome Lechazir? So we have the Piv Dome Lechazir, and the Chachamim didn't accept that. So comes along the Mishnah is to say like this. Kamrinan, what we really are saying over here, you understand that this is an extension of what we just read in the previous Mishnah, that comes along now, the Mishnah, to say that, look, that's Dafka, says our Mishnah. Keep leading your Rabban and Ale. The Rebbe is Bisfato El Yona Odefet Alatatana. That's where it's a pig snout. Okay, so over there, they weren't sure about that. It was only Beitin Shal Acharehim. But if the lower jaw extended beyond the upper jaw, that is a completely unusual structure, and there Tachtona Devet Al Yona, that is a mum, and continues the Mishnah, which you're not supposed to understand that this was built into that discussion. Umase Nami, there was actually an event like this. Shalechi Atachton Odev Al Yon comes along with Shimon Gamliel, and he was Sha'alak Hakamim, and they told him that for sure is a mum, no question. Asks the Gemara, what do you mean? That's not true. That's against the Mishnah. Because look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says later on, where it's listing human mumim. And remember that human mumim have a whole different category, which is the Zera Shalara. And that's Bishav of the Zera Shalara. We already saw that doesn't apply to the animal. It's a uniquely human division of mumim. Later on, the Mishnah includes that in specifically human movement, because it says over there, Sifato Eliona Odefet ala Tachtona, Osha Tachtona Odefet ala Eliona, Hareze Mum, and that's Gabe Adam, because it says over there, Ish Ish Bizera Aaron, and we learn that means, what's Ish Ish? That the Posik is insisting that there be a norm, and the norm of humanity is not to have mouth shaped like that. It's not that in an animal, but by Odom, too much deviation from a standard Odom that's not Ishish Bizarra Arain is a separate psul. Ava Bivema, although we do not have any such psul by Bema. So how are you telling me that this would be a woman and animal? Omer of Papa, you misunderstand. It's two completely different issues. The issue in that Mishnah is referring to lips, not bone structure. That is, if you look outside, his mouth appears. I oftentimes see this, actually, where people have very long lips, that the lower lip extends over the upper lip. And it does. It looks misshapen. Fact is, there's no additional bone structure. That is indeed a mum in terms of Adam, because it's not Ishish Mizarahu. But when it comes to a behemoth, if there is no additional bone structure, inotinani, that doesn't apply. When we said lechi hatachton or defer, we meant the bone of the lechi hatachton, not just a lip. Telokash ha'de'it ba'etzem, ha'de'et ba'etzem.
Zog to the commissioner.
Ozen hagdi, shaitakefula. If you have a double structured ear. One, it looks, appears to be one inside the other. Amru chachamim, bizman shu etzen echad mum, but bizman, so here there's a lot of confusion in the girsa here. What it seems to be, Rashi's girsa is, im eina etzen echad, so that we have two separate cartilages, then it's surprisingly eino mum. And Rashi says, I don't know why that would be. I mean, I guess it's not nikur so much. Usually it's the opposite. Indeed, in the Rambam, it's the opposite. He clearly had the opposite girsa. And Lamaisa, that, I mean, you see that Rashi was confused by this also. So some have his mancha in bo etzem at all. That's what it's mitbakesh, because otherwise it doesn't seem to make any sense. If it doesn't have an etzem in that additional piece, and it's just kaful with sin, so then, in Akinami, if it's just an additional, that's typical, that it has all types of additional whorls of the skin inside of it, but not that it should have two separate ears. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel omer, zanav agdi, shudomel shel chazir, if a goat has a tail that has that whorl in it, so it's a curly tail, like a chazir, or she'in ba shalosh chuliyot. Now that's what it seems to be saying, right? And this is going to lead us to some confusion later on. Or the tail is so short that it doesn't have three vertebrae in the tail. Arezemu. Okay, we're going to see that last piece, she'in ba shalosh chuliyot, is extremely misleading.
It wouldn't be a question of just having the length but not the internal development?
No, it has to have the actual vertebrae in it. Tan Rabbana, piv balum. What exactly piv balum is, there's a number of different pshatim. One pshat that Rashi seems happiest with is that the piv is balum means that it's essentially swollen. And because of that, it's not able to open its mouth properly. Or raglav mevulamot. Now, it depends. And again, there's two different girsaot. If we're reading swollen, then this girsa makes a lot of sense. If it's mahmat haruach, meaning it's just swollen, so that there's no bony structure there, there's no additional flesh there, it's just inflamed and swollen. So then it's not a mum. But if it's mahmat ha'etzem, if there's actual, it's misshapen, bony misshapen, then I raise a mum. Oznav kifulot, if the ears are doubled, in the cartilages, if it's achas, so then harezemum. If it's b'shtei chaschasiyot, then enomum. Rabbi Gamliel omer zanav agdishu domed l'shel chazir. Omer of Papa, look at, a typical pigtail is a pigtail. We call it pigtail, it's what we call your children's hair, but they don't have much hair, have a little bit of a curl you take your baby that barely has enough hair to put into a rubber band, you call it a pigtail. It's called a pigtail. Are you a pig, Amanda? You call it a pigtail because it's small and curly. But you shouldn't think that that's the meaning of pigtail in the Mishnah. Even if it's not small and curly, it would be true even if it was kricha, if it was curly, havagav de alima, even if it wasn't a small tail. Oh, she'in ba shalosh chuliyot. So Ravuna said, okay. The Mishnah is saying, I mean, you read the Mishnah, certainly seems to be saying this. Navagdi, she'in ba shalosh chuliyot, right? Because the first part is Navagdi, shedomel shel chazir, and then continue, or in ba shalosh chuliyot. Therefore, Ravuna concluded that this is only true of the Gedi. So if the Gedi has two and not three, So then it's a mum. Shalosh ain't a mum. But with a tleh, shalosh is also a mum. Ish a tleh normally has a sheep has a longer tail. Arba ain't a mum. So they asked on Ravuna for the following bride. Mete, bigidi, achat, areis a mum. Only if it only has one vertebrae, it's a mum, but if it has two, it's not a mum. The tle, if it has two, it is a mum, and three is not a mum. Completely not like what you said. Do you have to do Ravuna? The fact is, Ravuna was fooled by our Mishnah. Ravuna matnitin atite. Because Iusava, he understood that the last piece of the Mishnah is all one statement. Zanav hagdi, that is either domela shachazir, or en bashalosh kuliot. And that is what caused them to make the mistake. Because it starts off the statement with the gedi, so the last part of the statement is also a gedi. But that wasn't true. The first part of the statement, indeed, is a gedi. The second part was referring to a tleh, and therefore, on the contrary, it was saying that even a tleh, that would be considered to be a mum, only if it had shtayim and not shalosh. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos Omer, et sheyabelet, whatever has a yabelet be'inav, it should say. So if there's a yabelet, we mentioned an einav, we mentioned a bechilazon, nachash, tevalul. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos is saying that if there is a yabelet in one of the eyes, so this is some type of fleshy growth, and or nivgam, if there was a pigam, this is a confusion here. Nivgam etzem yado v'raglo, is that there's a little piece missing. Nifsak is what should say. Nifsak, the etzem of the mouth. Eino achat gidola v'achat kitana, one eye is larger than the other, or the way the Rambam learns, one eye is unusually large and one eye is unusually small, together, not separately, either an extra large eye or an extra small eye. That's how he posits. Everybody else understands it to be, from the continuation of the sugyas, we'll see, a misshapen eye, not misshapen eyes.
One or the other.
One or the other. As no achat gdola v'achat ktana. And what we're talking about over here is, obviously, not that you measure it, but that you look at it and say, whoa. So we're talking about mimar'eh, avalo b'midah. If you measure it, it's different. That is not considered to be important. It has to be visible to be a mum, that it strikes you as being strange. Rabbi Yehuda, Aymer. Rabbi Yehuda says there's an additional mum in misshapen sizes in the testicles as well. So if achat mibeitzah, is gdola kishtaim shebechavarta, one testicle is twice the size of the other, that's also considered to be a mum, v'lohodulo chachomi. The chachomi weren't made, and almost everyone learns that means that they weren't made to Rebbe Yehuda, and it's a reference to specifically testicles. The Rambam has that he's not made, chachomi not made to Rebbe Chanina ben Antignos in the case that he mentions before of the Enoachat Gedola, or Esnoachat Gedola, so the Esnoachat Gedola, they weren't made it. So now, says the Gemara, you're claiming that a Yabelet is a mum. That's what you said. The problem is that the Mishnah says later on that a Yabelet is not a good enough mum to shecht the Bechor. It says, Ve'elu she'ein shochatim alei. We have a whole list of things which maybe are enough to passel an animal from being brought on the Mizbeah, but they are not enough to make it into a mum to shecht as a bechor. And you cannot shecht on the following mumim, not in the Beit HaMikdash, because it's improper for the Mizbeah, but also lo b'medina. You cannot shecht in the outside of the Mizbeah, because it's also not a mum. And here it says beferish. Ba'al gereb, Ubal Yabelet. That seems to be a contradiction to our Mishnah here, where Yabelet Be'ino is sufficient to shecht. Ah, come on, man. It's a beferish of pasuk. It says Averet, or Shavur, or Charutz, or Yabelet. So it says Yabelet beferish. You're going to argue with the pasuk? V'tizbara. Aktiva Yabelet Be'oraita. It says Yabelet in the Torah. So how can a Mishnah say Yabelet is not good? Clearly, there must be two types of Yabelet. One in the eye, that's a serious mum, and that's a Rebchanim HaTignos, that you shecht on. The other one is referring to a Yabelet on the body, and on the body, it's not considered to be a mum to shecht, but it's a mum that makes it possible to zbeach. What? Where does it say that in the Pasuk? Michte. Cross stomach teeth. The Torah says Yabelet. What makes you think? It doesn't say Yabelet together with the cases of Averet and things in the eyes. So what makes you say that Dafkovitz in the eye? Mali begufo, mali beino. Ela lo kasha. Forget the distinction we made. Obviously, Yabelet is a mum in the body, in the eye, but the Pasuk is talking about a mum in the guf. That's referring to a Yabelet that's got etzem in it. It's not just like a wart. It is a bony growth. But if it doesn't have any bone in it, letpa etzem, then it's not considered to be a full mum on the body. So the pasuk that calls it a mum is where it has a etzem. The Mishnah that says that it's not a mum is talking about on the body, but it doesn't have an etzem. So you can't shecht it, but you can't bring it on the mizbeach. The Mishnah here is talking about in the eye. In the eye, there it's a mum completely. In the guf, it's not a mum, but it's still a psul. And therefore it says, you're not shechet lo b'medina and lo b'migdash. Well, now you're telling me that if it doesn't have an etzem, in other words, a wart is considered to be what? That's a psul? That's no different than a skin tag. If letla etzem begufa, that's psula. That's the equivalent of a tilto. It's just an additional piece of skin. And tilto bealma, it says beferish, is only a problem on humans where it's improper. And over there, the Tzan, Reb Eliezer, Omer, Balea tiltolim pesulim ba'adam, batukshirim b'behima. So it cannot be that the Mishnah that says that you can't shecht it is referring to a non-etzem yabelet, and that's like sort of a mum, but not 100%. That's nothing. Ooh, that's a problem. Okay, take it back. The truth is, both Mishnayot, Edi ve'Edi, our Mishnah that says it's mamash mum, and the case that we had of the Mishnah that says that it's not a mum, are both talking about in the eye. But truly, on the guf, it's nothing. And it's both talking about where there's no etzem. For the goof, you'd be able to actually bring on his back. In the ayin, it depends where it is. Lokash habishachor habalavan. If it's in the black of the eyes, then Rabbi Chanina, the pupil, is saying that it passes. If it's on the sclera, then you don't shecht, but you don't matter the bechor. What do you mean you don't shecht? I thought the rule was ein mumin belavan at all. So now, why am I worried about it? No, those two Mishnahs, Edevit is not the same Edevit, those two Mishnahs that says, Ein Mumin B'Lava, and what we're saying over here, the other Mishnah that says you can't check if it's B'Lavan, that we're now claiming is B'Lavan, both are B'Lavan, and nonetheless it's not a problem, because even though there's not a Mum B'Lavan, there is such a thing as Megune B'Lavan. And therefore, Lokash, Hadi'itpa Se'ar, if you have a wart with hair growing in it, in the eye, that's disgusting. And therefore, it's another problem. It's not a mum, technically, but would you bring it as a gift to your governor? It's included in the overall psul of Hakriveo Nala Pechatecha. You don't bring things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you'd be embarrassed to present as a gift to a governor. You're not going to bring it to the state fair in a competition either. That's not a proper carbon. And therefore, we have three completely different daragot. So in the pasuk, we're referring to a boni yabelet. That is a real mum in the guf. Obviously, if such thing were possible in the eye, of course it would be a boom anywhere. Now we have a thing that we call a yabelet, which has no impact on the guf at all, and that's without any bone. And then we have three cases. A case where it's a mum gomer here, Rebbe Chanina ben Atignas, that's referring to the pupil. A case where ein mumin bilavan, That's referring to a non-hairy fleshy growth, wart. And then we have Ein Shochtim lo b'medina v'lo b'migdash. That's also in the Lavan. But it's talking about where it's hairy. There v'nos anamum, it's considered to be migunah. So don't get confused. There's four different types of things that we call a yabelet. A bony structure on the body, covered with flesh, obviously. A non-bony, fleshy growth on the eye in the pupil. That's considered to be a mum. A fleshy growth on the sclera is not considered to be a mum. But a fleshy growth with hair on the sclera is considered to be maguna, and therefore pasuls from akravan in his bed. Okay, so the edi, the edis are switching here. It's a little bit confusing in the Gemara.
Oh, is it a wart?
It's like a wart, yeah.
And there are other warts with bones?
No, that's okay. That's, well, we there are other things. Yeah, yeah. But this here in ours, so we're using yabalat as a wart. Okay, so that's what we'll have to say. Are these beseyar or adalat beseyar? How about eino achat gidola, eino achat ketana? And here's where the source of those who don't agree with the Rambam. The Mishnah, the Braita says that the meaning of Gidola is that it's Gidola Kishal Egel. So if it's Gidola Kishal Egel, it seems to be saying that is unusual and is therefore a mum. Or a Ktana is Ktana Kishal Avaz. Those they got goose has very small eyes. That's unusual. But if we're talking about a single animal that has to have both, why would I have to have both to be Gadol Kishal Egel and Katan Shalavaz? If we're identifying a strange-looking eye, then it's not one of the groups of which it's misbalanced. If it's misbalanced, why do we have to come on to Egel and Avaz? Nonetheless, the Rambam holds it has to be very much not only off-balance, but off-balance in a way in which they are unusual. Okay, but you can see why. I mean, the norm would be to assume this means one is kishel egel, one is normal, or one is kishel avaz, and one is normal. And the rabbonin at kama. So again, the Rambam is learning that this is a reference to the rabbonin who argue with Rabbi Hanina about ears. All the other rishonim learn that this is the rabbonin that argue about testicles with Rabbi Yehuda. So according to them, how mismatched can a testicle be? Tanya acherim omrim afilu eina l'shnia ela kipol. It's not a question of mismatch. It's a question of what is the shear of a usable testicle that is not considered to be a mum, as if it's there. And that has to be, even the size of a pole is kishera, so that it doesn't mean the necessary mismatch. Don't give me the shear of one in terms of the other, whether it be Yehuda, twice the size of the other. It's not a mismatch. It's a problem of a shriveled testicle or not a missized testicle. That's an absolute. Again, also seems to support those who are talking about the absolute kishal eger, kishal avaz, instead of the mismatch. Okay. Good. Ein lo beitzim, or ein lo ela beitza achat. Rabbi Yishmol Omer, im yesh lo shnei kisim, yesh lo shtei beitzim. Ein lo shnei kisim, ein lo ela beitza achat, even if it has shtei beitzim. Rabbi Akiva Omer, there's no for sure. Moshivo alakuzo umimaech. Im yesh beitza, so falatzet ma'aseh shemiech v'lo yatza, and they assume that it was a ba'amom nishchata, and suddenly nimtzei dvuka b'ksalim. He tear Rabbi Akiva anyway, because shalob b'mekomo is also a mum. V'asar Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. I don't get it. If you're telling me ein lo ela beitzachat is a mum, so ein lo klal, I need to know. That's obvious. V'sir mechas, v'achitan. Ein lo shtei beitzim b'shnei kisim is what it means. Ela b'kis echad. Or even shnei kesim ubeitza achat harezemu, whereas Rabbi Yishmol Omer, no, I disagree with you, because if yeshlo shnei kesim, you should know that for sure yeshlo shtei beitzim. Ein lo ela kis achat. Then even if there are shtei beitzim, I agree. It's kmishe ein lo ela beitza achat dami. Comes along Rabbi Akiva Lameimar. There's no such thing as for sure. B'yadua lo amrina. Elo moshivo al akuzo. And mema'ech. Im yesh beitza, sofalatzeit. Uma'aseh shemi'ech v'lo yatza. Tanya omer Reb Yosi ma'aseh bepiran shel Beit Menachem. Shemi'ech v'lo yatza. V'nishchat avdim tzedvuka b'ksonim. V'yitir Reb Yakiva v'asar Reb Yochanan ben Nuri. Amala Reb Yakiva Yochanan matay ata mechalem umonim shel Yisrael. Amala Reb Yochanan ben Nuri Reb Yochanan matay ata machil Yisrael neveles. Neveles. Av mishchat shachte. Treifas. Treifas. Where's the Yisrael Treifas? Elad matay ata machil Yisrael kodshim b'chutz. Baal chamesh raglayim. Oshenu ela shalosh. Or raglav klutot kishel chamor. Or a shachul or a kasul. Ezeo shachul. Shnishbeta yirecho, kasu, shachad miyirechav givot. Omer vuna lo shano la shechiser v'yeter biyad, avu beregel trefan ami avi, decho yater kenatul dami. Omer papa, this business about the chamor, lo tamed has to be agilin, and also lo sadikin. Even given the agilin, even if it would be sadikin, it would be enough ke chamor. Shachol v'kasul, ter rabbanan ezeo kasul, ezeo shachul. Shachul shnishbeta yirecho, kasul shraglo echad betocha kesel, vraglo echad al gabea kesel. Tana hasarua vehakalut sarua means shnishtarvev lo yirecho, kalut shraglav klutot kishel chamor vichshel sus, even if they're not agulot. Nishbara etzem yado veetzem raglo, af apisha inu nikar. Mumin ilu, mona ila biyavde, vodu lo chachamim, ועוד שלושה הוסיף, אמרו, לא שמענו את אלו. Namely, שגלגל אינו עגול כשל אדם, פיו דומה כשל חזיר, or ניטל רוב המדבר בלשון. ביתן של אחריהם אמרו, הרי זה מום. אינו ניכר, מקווי מום, אמרו פאפה, means אינו ניכר מחמת עצמו, but ניכר מחמת מלאכה. מום אין אלו מנה אלה ביבנה למימרה, the love I know urche to have round eyes for amino. I'm a pellet min bein babachayava of bein tmeim bein torim im zachar teshev le zachar im nekeva teshev le nekeva eno yadua teshev le zin al zachar unet keva lachumra diver Rabbi Meir v'yom rabba barbachan on Rabbi Yochanan. Why is this considered to be human at all? Why don't we see it as a mutation? My time in Rabbi Meir. Il the Gagal in all a go kishel adam. I'm ready to the kasha, but uchma bechivra. Piv domek shachazir. Omer of popolo tema de shapid and also parus with a separate extended upper jaw. Elakima de parus avagav de lo shapir, have a regular nose. Veshenito rova and the verbal shanoma titibani rebuti. Titania veshenito rova lashon, rebuta omer rov hamidaber shalishana. Maase. Shelechi hatakton odev ha'alyon v'shor v'shime v'gamliot ha'chachamim v'amru ha'rei zemum. But my tana diktani u'ma'aseh. Now, mishum detnan, piv do melech hazir. U'poligale, the Rabbanan over here, were chelek, we said before, on ilah, and they said, lo shamanu, we don't know, should say Rabbi ilah. V'ka'amrina, ki pligir, Rabbanan, I'll let Rabbi ilah, Bisvato el yonah devadal tachtona, aval tachtona devadal yonah, harezemun, and therefore the Mishnah lets you know, umasenami, shalachi atachton, odeval yon, vishal ripshimig anlil tachachamim, amra harezemun. What? Vagabe adamu ditznan. Svato el yonah devadal tachtona, o tachtona devadal yonah, harezemun, it's only gabe adam, it's that whole list, which is based on ish, mizera haron, that it has to be Ishishabe Bizarre Shalaron. None of those things appear on Bema. Omer of Papa Lakasha, the Yipa Etzem, and the Letba Etzem. The Letba Etzem is only by Adam. Ozen Agdishaita Kfula, Omer of Chachami Bizmanchu Etzem Echad, Mum. Bizmanchu Eno Etzem Echad, Rainbow Etzem, Eno Mum. Rebchanani Benikam Lielomer, Zanav Agdi, Shudomela Shel Chazir, or a Zanav. Shein ba shalosh chuliot, harezemun. Ton rabbonon, piv balum, raglav muvulamot, if it's machmat haruach enomu, if it's machmat haetzem, then harezemun. Oznav kifulot, so if it's bechas chasut achat, harezemun. Bishtei chas chasiyot enomu. Rabbi Gamliel omer, Zanav Agedish Udomela Shel Chazir Omer Foplotiva de Kina Ella de Kricha Vagavli Alima Ojein Bashalosh Kudyot Omer Vunu. That's in the Gedi. In the Gedi, Shtaimer is a mum, Shalosh Enomum, but Betele, even Shalosh is a mum, Arba Enomum. Meitve Bigdi Achatar is a mum, Shtaim Enomum, Betele Shtaimer is a mum, Shalosh Enomum, to Yofte Ravuna. Ravuna matnitinati ite. You saw us since we started talking about the Gedi. Zanava Gedi, Domina Shel Chazir. So say Fanami Bigdi, but it wasn't true. It was misleading. The Reisha was Bigdi, and the Sefer Stam talking about a tale, and it's a tale of a Telet. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna Sumer, Chiavelet be'ino, or Nivgam etzem yado v'raglo, or Nivsak atzma shalpiv, eno achat gdola v'achat ktana, azno achat gdola v'achat ktana, and we're talking about b'mar'a, lo b'mida. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shtei beitza, or beitza achat gedola kishtayim shebechavrta, lo hodu lo chachamim. So, lameima diabelet avimuma, v'raminu ve'elu she'en shocht alayim, lo b'migash v'lo b'medina, ba'al gerv u'ba'al yabelet. But this problem, what do you mean yabelet? Aktiv yabelet b'yoraita. Ela lo kash, ha begufo, ha be'no. What do you mean? If they cross stomach, Aktiv. Mali begufo, mali be'no. So, be'eno having mumo, be'gufo, lo having mumo, but you don't bring it on the Mizbeah. Now, let ba'etzem be'gufo, you don't bring it on the Mizbeah. Psula. What do you mean? It's a tilto be'almohu. Utsnan revelezer omer ba'alea tiltolim psulim ba'odam, but the ksherim be'beima. Okay, let's take it from the top. What? I thought ain mumin bilavan at all. Ah, well, both of those Mishnahs, ain mumin bilavan, and our Mishnah, both are bilavan, but amrish lakash lakash. How the eat basayar, and therefore it's megune. How the light basayar, and therefore it's not a mum. And it's not megune either. In alachat gedola, tana gedola means gedola kshal egel. Ketana means kishal avatz. As noachat gedola, v'rabanan. How much would they accept, either in our pshat, in the beitzim, or in the Rambam pshat, in the oznaim? At kama, tani acherim omrim, afilu ena lishnia, ela kepol kisheram. That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11. Daf Mem. We'll see that the Lashon of the Mishnah is very misleading. What it seems to be saying is that the assumption is that there's only a Beitza Achad, but Rabbi Shmuel is saying, no, don't make such an assumption. If Lamaisa the scrotum is split in the middle, then there's two Beitzim. Lamaisa the Gemara is going to make it clear that that's not exactly what's going on over here. Ein lo shnei kisim, ein lo beitza achas. It's also not, what is that supposed to mean? If there are not two parts of the scrotum, so then you should assume that there's only one testicle. Again, the Gemara will clarify. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, no. What happens over here is that you may have a retracted testicle. It's just sometimes you need to exert pressure in order to let the testicle descend. So we have an undescended testicle. So never was known for the entertainment. So you set the animal down al akuzo, umimaech, press out so that you can force the testicle down. Im yesh betza, so for let's say. Ma'aseh shemi'ech. Now, they once tried doing this, v'lo yatza, then there was no testicle that descended, so they assumed that it was a bamboo. They shafted it. It turned out that there was, in fact, an undescended testicle. Nonetheless, he threw it in. Give us the very fact that it didn't help to be mamayach is itself a moment. It's a beitza that's in the wrong place is not considered to be a shtei beitzim. Whereas with Yochanan ben Nuri, he holds it's not a mum, at least not a mum to shekha. And so Mamela turned out to shekha betos. You're not allowed to eat the b'chol. Says the Gemara, hashtag, you know, ela beitzah achat, amarta avimum, eino klal miboy, something's wrong with the Mishnah. When you say, eino beitzim, eino ela beitzah achat, I mean, what's the point of saying eino beitzim? Certainly, if you're telling me if it's chaser, the koshkin, if it's chaser entirely, zot the Gemara, the Mishnah is chaser. A certain has chaser, rock it down. Ein lo shtei beitzim b'shtei kisim. What it's saying is like this. And this really is how Rabbi Shmuel starts getting involved in the scrotum, even though the Tanakam was never saying anything about it, right? So what the Mishnah is really saying is, if you only have here a behema with a kis echad, so in lo shtei beitzim, meaning b'shtei kisim have a kis echad, so that even though you have both testicles, but you don't find a scrotum that is split, that's no good. Furthermore, inami, even if there are shtei kisim, but there's only beitzah echad, there is a move, comes along with Yishmael now on that to say, that listen, as far as what you said before, in other words, I'm right. All I'm saying is the ratio I'm not arguing on. I'm made 100% that there needs to be shnei kisim obviously meaning a split in the scrotum. All I'm arguing is I'm telling you that the metzias is that if there's shnei kisim, then the adua sheyesh lo shtei beitzim, ein lo ela kis echad. What I'm saying is that Eimlo Ela Kisecha, that's like the Beit Zahat. So in other words, if in fact you don't find Shtei Kisim, then you don't have a Dinu Shtei Beit Zahat.
Even if there are.
Also, Rabbi Akiva Lameima, as far as what you said before, Biyadua, it's not true Biyadua. It's certainly very powerful. So Mamela, what you do lo aminan, but what you do is Moshivo lakazon nimaik im yesh shambeitzah and so forth. Let's say, so you do the Rabbi Akiva test, but you can't rely on the very fact that there are shnei kisim. You know, the mice, this is very common even among humans, right? You don't have a testicle that's undescended. Sometimes you need surgical intervention, but it's possible to press and to push until the pressure actually forces it down.
It's going to be a slightly dangerous enterprise with
an animal. Well, I wouldn't try it with a bull.
What about a hot bath? That would sound
good. No, a hot bath works only when there's a muscle that's pulling the testicle off. Before it's descended, it's stuck. So is it an infant? There's no testicles at all, basically. There's not a large enough passageway or something, it's not going to help. It's from the balloon. Maisa shemiyeh v'lo yatsa.
Is the before
bull
allowed to
fertilize the animals? Why not? Look at this. The poor animal's a before, and he wants to already give him. So it's always like that. The firstborns they always make trouble for. It's not us, but I'm not to sit there. They're not trouble, so all right. You know, if it is for poor people. The God of me, my darling, is for my purposes of having the offspring. No, but it wouldn't matter if the father's a bechor anyway. Ma'aseh shemiyach v'lo yatsa. Tani Amar Rav Yossi, ma'aseh b'pilon shel Beit Menachem. Netzah says here's ma'aseh b'tara shel Beit Menachem. Not there's a town of your own in an area that's Beit Menachem. Shemiyach v'lo yatsa. V'nishchat, it should say. V'nimtzei dvuka b'ksalim. So there's an actual ma'aseh, but they found the beitza stuck to the ksalim of the animal. V'yitra Rabbi Akiva.
That's feminine mission. This is our work of the Maisa. Homelo Rabbi Akiva Yochum and Nuri. Admatayat and Mechalim of Monam Shay Yisrael. How many business is this? Machmir, she throw out the meat. Man, check for the Bechor. Homelo Rabbi Yochum and Nuri. Admatayat and Machmir Yisrael Nevelis. What do you mean Nevelis? Av Mishnah Shastik. It's Shastik. What kind of Nevelis? I mean Trafis. Trafis? What kind of Trafis? Police of Trafis? Admatayat and Machmir Yisrael Kochim Bechutz. The mice is not so posh. Because Yaisei is Trefa. Marnish, both of us are Trefa, is the Yisra of Yaisei, right? Yotzer Mechutzel Mechitzase. So is the din of Kachim Bechutz Agabe Abachor a din in Yaisei? Isn't that the law of Yaisei? Or is there two completely different dinim? Is the Yisra of Stamsh with the Chutz? And it's of acting b'chutz anyway, b'mayba, anything that you would do for Kedush b'chutz is included in that law. And then there's a din of something that was b'tzeich mechitza that leaves its mechitza. So yotza chutz mechitza is the din of a yotza chutz mechitza and something that was never in its mechitza. Well, you didn't bring the b'chor is there. So I checked it where it is. Is that considered to be an isek shreifas? It's not so pushed when he said after Nevelis and he responded and said, I mean Trefa. It's not a stupid statement. What do you mean? I thought we're not that. So that's the point. It's what we're needing to zero in on it over here is Achilas Kachin Bechutz, where there was no Yetze Mamish. Ba'al Chamesh Raglayim. Hoshein Lelis Shalosh. Let's say that you have a total of five legs, or only three legs. V'sharaglav akilutot tishel chamor. We'll see that it doesn't literally mean necessarily kalut. Kalut means that there's no split in the parsa. The more is going to say, even if it's just rounded like a chamor. A chamor's foot. It's a round foot. Forget about whether it has a split in it. Hora is not round. It's straight on one side, and then it's... Huh? V'ha-shachul v'ha-kasul. What is shachul v'ha-kasul? A shachul is shenishmeta yerecho. Shachul means that it's a shmuta sayerech. I will sign a shmuta sayerech with a dislocated side. That's one of the trefas. Bukadat mishach midufe. But that's only hechad yachal niveh. Well, we are talking about, it wasn't this Achal Nivet. What is the case of the Kasul? Kasul means she'achat nirechav gibohot. Kasul is a lotion of the kislayim, so it's the flanking. It means that one of the legs is mechuber, it looks like a mechuber up, further up on the body in the middle of the flanking area. So we call that a Kasul. The mission that makes the issue of having an additional leg a problem in mumim is talking about hands, because if it was talking about feet, then you have a problem with trefus. So to put it into, it's in a mumim, I mean, that's not the issue. So because if the regular would be mamash a trefus, the whole yatir is kenosis on me, as we remember from Ela Trefus. Having an extra foot is like having a foot missing. In which case, it's Parshat completely. It's Miakuv v'Lamala missing. Amr Papa. Furthermore, to the Papa, you know what we said over here about the Klutas Kishol Chamor. It doesn't mean Lo Tema Dagilin v'Lo Sadikin. Even Dagilin, I forgot the Sadikin. Even if you have over here a split hoof, but the shape of the leg and hoof is round, that's the Pshat Kishol Chamor. Shachul the chasul, the bright explains a little bit better. Ezel chasul, ezel shachul. Shachul the shemish zayirecho. Fine, that's nothing to add. Chasul is the pshat shiraglo achas betoch hakesel, veraglo achas al gabe hakesel. So it's one of them is like positioned, the chibur in the pelvic bone is further down than the other ones. It looks like one leg is connected on top, and one leg is connected towards the bottom.
Until it's normal.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what, it looks really off. Something strange with this animal here. But it's not that one leg is longer or shorter. That's a different geometry, which we'll see later on. Tana ha-sarua v'ha-kalut, that's the definition. Sarua indeed means shenishtarvevlo yirecho. Over there, the yerech is longer. If you have one evident, I mean, every foot is long, not exactly the same as another foot, but it's evidently longer than the other foot. And the kalut is kalut, in shiragwa, klutot k'shel chamor v'k'shel sus. So I didn't like your horseshoe, but l'maisa, the shape of the shoe is off backwards. That's correct. Nishbar etzem yado. The etzem rago, apapishenu nikar, it's nonetheless a mum. Which is strange. I was going to ask, I mean, we said a mum shenu nikar is not a mum. Now you're telling me all of a sudden at the end it is a mum. By the way, until now, so we went from top to bottom, basically. If following all of the dinim of chaser, or pogrom, or the nivgam, I mean the nizdak. Now we're starting with other types of things. Nishbar. Okay, so nishbar. We take a look at the aksamas. Nishbar etzem yado etzem raglon. So now we didn't talk about a break in a bone. It's a mum. Mumin elu mana ilav yavne. All the above mumin were noted in Yavne by Ilav. And the Chachamim, once he was misadded and remembered that, yes, that, we were Makabal, this were Makabal. He, Lamaisa, was Moses, another three women not listed in the above Mishnayos. And they didn't, nobody remembered having learned that, but they weren't Makabal. So, Ot Shalosh Hosif, Amru Lo Shamanu Elaseu, and we don't know about that. What are the three that he was Moses? Shigalgal Eno, of gold, Mishel Adam. The shape of the eye is round. We'll see what that means. Pim domekeshel chazir. Its mouth is formed the way a chazir's mouth is formed. Again, we'll talk about that in the Gemara. V'shenintel rov hamedaber b'lashono. And most of the area of the tongue, which is the equivalent part of the speaking mechanism of the tongue in a human, which is where it's not mechuber to the under of the mouth, but it's loose, that it can move and form. Four words. Those three moments, the Bezdin Shala Akareyim, Amra Rezimum, after the Maitin Yavner, where they were Deichahim, the Bezdin Shala Akareyim was Makabal, those three moments also, and now they have the same status as the other moment.
All
of these. Sure, Hadarabah. It's always the last best in the process.
Not La'akir, they could be La'akir, but they could be Akir.
They could be Oikra, Halacha, I can't take a minute.
They could be
Oikra,
Halacha, they could be Oikra.
Minute. That's a Kona. A Kona, you have to be God, oh man.
Right.
Halacha, you can argue in any Halacha. That's a mistake people make, because it's in bed. You always go Hadarabah, you always go after the latest. For the Halacha precedent is not a basis of tzad for us. It's not like Goyish law where there was such a precedent and that's it. To be Mavata, Dibre Bezin Chaver is only in terms of Takonim. But Saka Halacha, anybody can think of Saka Halacha. Again, I mean, there's a Shaila of the question of reasonability or where something is given over the Kabbalah. Where there's a tzak in the other Bezdin Hagodah. But if you have a Bezdin, and we don't have a Bezdin, we don't have Mumsi. If you have a Bezdin, there's no din if you have to be Gadol, the minion, or the, you know, anything, in order to argue with another Bezdin. But they Yasek, in the Kesem Mishnah, points out that there's just a he finds it was a Kabbalah, that he sold them a Kabbalah on themselves, and find them Amoroyim. Not to argue on the Tanoim. It certainly is. There's no samchut that says, don't argue on it. My father's a fellow who used to point out, what's Rashi coming along arguing on Unklus? Unklus is a Tana. So who's Rashi to argue on Unklus? What do you mean? You're arguing anybody. So, no, you're not to argue. Shailen Tzak, there were ways that we were mechabel to be noyig, otherwise everybody will go a different way. That's already something else. But Stams, it's to say, because such a thing occurs in the Gemara, therefore you have to be mechabel that shot. This you see all the time in the Rishonim on the Mikra. They'll mention a Gemara and they'll say, I don't like that. They'll argue with him, and Ezra says, yeah, I don't like that shot.
Is there an
idiot
that
must
like the Gemara?
No, that's because they're a Bez and Agoro, we don't have a Bez. They were the last, as Rama points out in Agoro, that was the last Bez, and shall call Yisrael. Because everyone's become, that's the Chlal, Rama Chita, that if you had a Bez, and shall call Yisrael, you don't need the Smicha. Because you can restart the Smicha, that was beautiful what he's saying. The Smicha is essentially the sum total of the Tereshabal that exists. If this is all there is, then that's the Smicha. I mean, anyway, there's no guarantee if you have Smicha from my Shrubbin. So whatever is forgotten. It certainly doesn't mean that everything is known. I just think that whatever there is the sum of us, whoever, all of the Chachamim.
It was the opposite. What's that? I mean, the Chacham said that it was the Rumi of the Sons, and now it wasn't. Then, because it already been Minah, there would have been able to return it.
No, there's no Minah in Halachas.
Even if people had already considered
it, wouldn't matter. So I said, well, I understand what you mean, Afa Bisha Eino Nikr. It's not Nikr, it's not a Mum. What is, so when you say Eino Nikr, Nikab and Muma, that was the central operative principle we've been saying all along. We have the hallmark locus, what's considered to be Nikr, how much it needs to be Nikr, now you're telling me all of a sudden, doesn't need to be Nikr. Umra Fulham, no. It means Eino Nikr Makwas Atma. You're looking at it, can you tell? Has a broken arm, you can't tell. But try to get the animal to walk. And you can tell right away. So it's the functionality of Nidgam is a different level of Nikr, but it's also Nikr Machmas Balacha is called Nikr. It's Mamish Sonogea, the elements of Eicha that we were discussing. Nikr Machmas Balacha. I'll talk about it in the Eicha Shir. Mamish Apel. Mumin Eru, Mona Ila. What are you talking about? That's Ogu Kishal Adam. I thought that was a norm. The name of the Lav Hainu works, but it's not normal for an animal's eye to be round. Ramino Hamapelas bin Behema Bechaya Ba'ofetz Behem Ben Tairim. Im Zachar Teshev Lezachar Nekeva Teshev Lenekeva. Eno Yadua Teshev Lezachar Lenekeva. The Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir says that a human who has a mutation that looks like an animal has to be Yosheves on that mutation as if it's human. Why is that? Omar Rabba Baba Fanarek, you're my kinder of the mayor. Ho'il, the Gagali, no, Agoki, Shavadam, since that mutation, tell me it looks like a Pora, no? Okay, but a Pora's eyes are human looking eyes. That's enough to be Machayev a dinner of Tumas Yoledes. I thought the Mishnah, you just said that it's not the norm, and that it's a boom if a poor would have human eyes. So if it's a boom, how are you telling me that's enough to give it a human surah? It's not a human surah, make up your minds. It's probably what it should say in most places. So it depends what we're talking about. If we're talking about the pupil and the iris, then they're not tsunami. It's not like a cat's eye. A Pora doesn't have a cat's eye. A Pora has a round pupil. And it looks like a human eye. But if you take a look at the skull, the bone in which the eye is, socket of the eye, is elongated. It's not round. So if it was round, that's indeed a moon. That's how Rashi learns us. That, again, it depends. That's what Sari means. Is the place in the bone, which is the socket of the eye. Others learn that it means the iris itself has a different shape. So he's learning take a look at the side of it, the oroch. He uses the lashon siara, pirush ha'adom hasovevet hashachor. So it's the colored part of the eye is a different shape on the eye. Socket in a human is round. Skull is a round hole.
And they cut the difference between Caucasians and Asians with
It could be in a tsunami. Sometimes that was the mark. That was the end. But I don't know if that's a Mamish bone structure.
I don't know.
We have to look it up. Listen, you're there all the time.
I don't know if that's close.
Next time, you know, take it on. That should help, isn't it? Mumin elu mana ila. Oh, I'm sorry, I just said that. Div deme kishel chazir. Omer Papa, when you say kishel chazir, Papa's saying the same mimer, then notice how it fits in to Rav Papa again. Remember that every place we have Rav Papa, he's always saying with both mouths. That's our own papa. So wherever you have a machlokas, he always says, okay, so we should do both. Or you could do either. And you're just doing the same thing. Hilchas d'minyala tavayu is a classic Rav Papa statement. So you're also saying, if you're talking about the peh, the chazir, it doesn't mean, like you said before, legabi the hamar. Don't think it's both things, Agilim and Lo Tzadikim. It's Agilim and Agilim, even though it's Lo Tzadik. He says the same thing. Lo Tema de Shafi de Uporos. Elakim and the Poros, Avagad de Lo Shafi. So don't think that when we say Derma le Chazir, it means in both elements. That namely, that it's rounded and that it's extended. Or sharp, comes to the rashes to the shyness. But it's even if it's porous and not sharpy, so in other words, which is a different shape of the jaw, that the jaw continues on, extends above, yeah, you don't have to, you have to have both. No, either one is enough. And then you said, Shemito Rov HaMedaber B'Lashon. That's only one Rav Yomer, must be some money. That's Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says that Shemito, the Tanakhama says that Shemito Rov HaLashon, period. Not the Rov HaMedaber. Rabbi Yehuda Amrits Dafka the Rov HaMedaber Shalashon. That even Rov of that part of the Lashon is already a moon. And so Memela, the Mishnah, says the Pashtus Rov HaMedaber is the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. It's only people who can't live without talking. Famous. They're a little smarter than that. Ma'aseh Shahalechi Hatachton Odev Al Ha'elyon Yisha'al Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel Lechachomim Lomar Harizimu. It was once a mice of an animal with the bone of the under the lower jaw jutted out further than the upper jaw. Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel asked the Chachomim if it's a mum, and they said that's a mum. Now when you say mice, usually referring to something, where did we talk about that?
It is.
Yeah. It's convenient. Princes always get a little bit. So, my pana diktani umaisa. What's this whole umaisa business? I mean, could have done it to increase the drama. You know. So, why did it say umaisa? Mishum vitzvan, since it said before that, piv zayim ala chazir. And over there, you had the rabbonim that were chelek on ilah. So, Pliga Rabbanan Aleich should say to Rabbi Yilah over here. They were chelek on. They didn't want to be makabel. They said, we never heard that. So he's coming along now, Rav Shimon Gamliel, to say, now hold on a second. Keep Pliga Rabbanan Aleich to Rabbi Yilah. That's Dafka Vispatur El Yonah Zebut Al Atach Tumah. The other day, word makabel was the Ped Zayma L'Shel Chazir, in that the upper part of the jaw extends beyond the lower. So the mouth of the chazir looks to us, therefore, as if that's all you see. It looks like all nose. Why is it all nose? Because the bottom is covered by the top. It's a very funny looking mouth. So you're looking at a nose instead of a mouth. But the other way around, shot back to mouth, a snout. That's why they call it a snout. A mouth is a mouth, and a nose is a nose. A chazir is a cooler nose. We call it a snout. But if you would have the reverse with a tachtonaz, a depetar, you're not, then it would be a mum. So, Mamela, it's mitchaber to the previous Mishnah in a sense. The previous Mishnah was talking about a difference between the lechi aliyah and lechi abayah, right? And this Mishnah reverses it. And says that in the inverse, it would in fact be. Well, you're doing okay over there, Yaakov. We could turn it off. We don't want our dear Yaakov to be uncomfortable in any way. You look very uncomfortable. So turn around. Bring him back. Come back to us, please. Oh, he can't, well, now he can't move his neck because I am coming to see him. Why didn't you just say something? Turn it off.
Well, who wants
it? Nah. Big deal.
Like cold, right?
Well, I know the shower is cold back in the winter. And air conditioning is at a dinner. Anyway.
We have another
Meiser. Yeah, let's have some more Meiser. Nami, in our Mishnah, continues the Mishnah. Shalasi Apakman, let me say, oh, your name, Chokshim, your will, Kaponim, or Mishnah. So I think, well, wait a second, wait a second. Says the Farish in the Mishnah later on, when it's talking about these are Mumim Ba'odam that are different than the Mumim of Behema. So by Adam it says, Shvatrol, you're now Devet al Taksuna. That's Dafka by an Adam. And you're saying that this, at least this part of Hataksuna, Devet al Yona, is even by a Behema. By an Adam, so Gabi, Adam, who, Zitzik, Ish, Ish, Mizera, Aaron. Ish, Shavab, Shaveb, Zara, Shal, Aaron. Probably Behema, lo. The din over there by Adam, extend the concept of mum into meaning something that fits into the bell curve of the general population because of Zera'ara. We don't have a concept like that by Behema. In other words, we're willing to go further towards the extremes of what's considered to be normal by a Behema. Okay, I mean, it's not most animals, it's not even, the top what percentile. But it's also, it's within the general realm of animals. Okay? So, by Adam or more machmas, why are you saying that this is a mum even by a behema? Omer papa, no, there's two different things. Otasha. Adam is ba'etzem, Adam lets ba'etzem. By an Adam, it's talking about someone that has a very big lower lip that sticks out. Not that there's a difference in the jaw structure. It's just a loose tissue structure. Muscular.
Not an overbite.
Yeah, it's not a bite issue, it's a lip. Okay, so a lip is taka requires zera aaron. We're not going to be mocked but on a behema, but actually change in the bone structure, if that's even in a behema, the taka over the elyon is not acceptable. Ozen hagdi, it seems to be missing, normally to say in Rashi Gears is Shehaita Kula, not Haita, but Shehaita. In other words, in a case where you have an Ozen Hagdi, that is Kula. Omru Chachamim, the reason to say it without the Shin is because it seems to be a continuation of the Maizen. I mean, Omru Chachamim. Right? Otherwise, you should say. Yeah. There's mashma that there was an actual meisah. Ozen agdi, I talked to la, and the chasam came along. Bizmanchu etzem echad mum, bizmanchu etzem enum. It would depend. Over here you have two ears, basically. There was one inside the other. So say the chasam, look, if you could separate them, they're not connected, the cartilage isn't connected. And then that's a mum. If the cartilage is collected, it's just an elaborate, more elaborate structure of the inside of the ear. Reb Hanani ben Gamliel on there, Zanav Hagdi, Shehu Domel Shel Chazir. If you have a diseased tail that is curly like a chazir, V'she'en ba Shalach Shulias, or it doesn't have three vertebrae, Harizimum. Now let's go over each one of these cases. That's so partial. Turn around a moment. Piv bolum. In a case where you have what appears to be a short snout on an animal. So it's bolum. In other words, we said bolem, we used to say blima in terms of the brakes of a car. In other words, does something stop the growth to the normal length? Or we have the same thing on raglav. So it looks like funny. It's wrongly proportioned. So if it's Malkmus HaRuach, so then you know, well, before you, basically what you have over here is probably the right word is Rebach, not Ruach. In other words, if all that we're looking about is that there's no it's like the difference between a car that has a nice wide space inside and they're able to utilize the space properly and doesn't extend it outside. And there's two ways of doing this. If it's a problem in the bone, so then it's a moon. If it's a problem in the engineering of how much room it's got to use, then it's
swollen?
Yeah, maybe it's swollen.
The ruach is what's causing
it. Ruach, the other gear says Baba Pasha, that it's swollen. Oznav kfulos. If it has sechusa achas, has one, or chaschus, we had a few literatures before. So one cartilage, charizim, b'shtecha chasuyot, enumum. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, or we have the inverse. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, zanav agdishu domer shel chazir, says Rav Papa, when we say domer shel chazir, that has to be the thin little tail, like a chazir has. It could also be kricha afagadalima. What it means is that it's a curly tail, it's wrongly proportioned, it's wide, but it's still not a normal tail of a tgidi. Oh, shema shalosh chulyos. So Ravuna taina that in a gidi, it's effective for the mission, a nava gidi, there's a thing that shema shalosh chulyos. Is that going back on the gidi also? The ozana gidi, the zanava gidi, shema shalosh chulyos. Or is that a separate statement? So Rav Huna said, well, a gedi, shtayim harezimum, shalosh shenimum. This is the three. Okay, so it means if that's two, then it's a problem. If that's three, it's not a problem. Even though three is quite short. But that's what the Mishnah seems to be saying.
Tailbone?
A vertebrae in the tail. It's an extension of the spinal cord, the spinal column. Shalosh enamun, but betaleh, you would get the four. So shalosh would be a mun, but arba enamun.
This is referring to
gedi. Zatka to gedi. Meisve, so we ask on him from the bride to the gedi, achat hareza mun. Shtayim enamun, betaleh, shtayim reza mun, shalosh enamun. Oh, man, this is bad news. To you, to Ravuna, to you. I mean, there's no way to do this. Ravuna, in fact, is fooled by the Mishnah. Masnisan atite. The Mishnah threw him off course because he thought that the last case was also about Gedis. And we're talking about Gedi, Gedi, Gedi. And you talk about the tail of a Gedi that's similar to a Chazir. And then you say, in Bashalash Kulias. And he could certainly be excused for thinking we're continuing to talk about the Gedi. So the Brisa makes it clear that we're not. So you suffer an iteration of Gedi, say, Benami Gedi, which is not the case. In fact, in the Mishnah, the Reish was talking about a Gedi, and the Seif was talking about a Tlay. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignais Oimer et sheyabelet ve'inav. If you have a case where there is a wart in the eye, so that you know, obviously that's not in both eyes, v'shenivgam etzem yodo v'raglo, and where there's a pegima, meaning there's a chisorin in the etzem which is noticeable, then I could see from the outside soon. V'shenifrak etzem shalpiv, or sort of shenifrak etzem shalpiv. So over there you have the bone, nothing's missing, but it's broken, split. Or you have eno achas gedelav achas ketanu, ozno achas gedelav achas ketanu. And when we say ketanu gedel, we're talking about mara, not the mida. It's not talking about that you took now calipers and you're measuring. You see, you look at it, it's clear 100% something's wrong. If you have to measure it, then that's not a moment. That's not nature.
The proportions are off.
It's out of proportion. One side is it. It's not balanced. Rabbi Yunayimer, same thing with Shtei Beit Sal, Afakas Gedela. There, of course, it has to be very nicker because the Klal Beitzim are not that nicker. But if Afakas Gedela is Shtayim, that's very considered to be like not nicker in Afakas Gedela. It's not clear how much the Chachamim would have agreed to. That the Gemara will talk about.
I'm sorry, these are
genital or after? Or
some are congenital and some are not. Well, mice were machalic sometimes between what causes the womb. We'll see later on. But I mean, the Mishnah actually mentioned that. Those things which are not congenital, the coin is nemanala. Those things which are congenital, obviously, what's the remedy? There's no way you could have done it. So what are you saying now? In the name of the Yabelis, Havi Muma, you're saying that they say Yabelis. Yabelis is a mum. Doesn't it say, Eru she'im shochtem aleim lo b'migdash v'lo b'medina, ba'al gerev u'ba'al Yabelis? It says that you can't shech, you can't bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. We already saw this idea. It's not kosher for the Mizbeach. It's not called a tamim. But it's not a mum to shech for Medina. So the way to say that is clear. Ain't shech for Lovim, because Lovim Medina. So it passes the carbon, but it's not mashered as a balmum. And what are the cases? A gerev and a yabelet. You're listing a yabelet now as a mum. This is the fairish. It's not a mum. Again, you're confusing me. If you're confused now, wait till I finish with you. But Dizbra, I understand. You never learned the Chumash. How Yabelis be Arisus, I understand. Aksiva Yabelis be Arisus. You were very happy with Yabelis or Shavur, but when it says O Charutza Yabelis, then you're not happy. What are you asking me? I don't say, how did you understand the Mishnah? Why don't you say to yourself, hey, wait a minute, this can't mean Yabelis is not a moon. If the terrorist is the fairest, Yabelis is a moon. Obviously you're going to have to come to the conclusion that there's a difference between a Yabelis on the goof and a Yabelis in the eye. What do you mean? Who makes that difference? What does the Pasuk make? The Pasuk says Yabelis. Doesn't say where the Yabelis is. Close stomach, Siva. Mali begufa, mali beina. Who are you now to start saying? Well, it seems to me a Yabelis in the eye is pretty disgusting. What are you talking about? Dafka begufa, not beina. Okay, fine. Lokash. Or the Isba Etzem Hadalos Bey Etzem. The word Yabelis can be used in two ways. The word Yabelis can be used as a wart-like bony protrusion. It's a protrusion. Or it can be used as something like a wart which is only extensions of bosa. So the Pasuk is talking about the Yabelis has a bony extension in it. That's what's possible. Our case in the Mishnah is talking about a Yabelis. It's not like a wart. So let's for Etzim. So be'enav, this case of the Mishnah, where lesba Etzim is dafka in the eye, beguf aloha v'muma, lesle Etzim is the case where there would be ein shechtem alav lo b'migdash v'lo b'medina. What kind of excuse me? Lesla Etzim. The gufa is possible, right? But that's not called a tamim. I thought that that's like a tiltul. What do you call in English? The little piece of skin that hangs loose.
No.
Just the word pops out of my head. Come on, a little piece of skin.
What part of the body?
Anywhere. They cut them off.
A shred? No.
Okay, it'll come to me in a second. No, just a tiny little piece of skin there. That you never had a little tiny piece of skin hanging. No, it's not dead. No. I'll think about something else for a minute. So anyway, but that's just tiltuling. And it says the Pharisees, Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bale Atilulin Tzulin Bottom Shemadeina. But on a person, it's not a nice thing. On a baby, it's not beautiful. No, these tzulin. Ella Yidibidi Baina. You're right. Sorry, the gufa is no problem at all. It's Baina, which is noticeable. Velokasha Bishacho Abelava. Oh, wait a second, you said before beloved and moment beloved. At least according to Ramadi Amar. How are you telling me now there is a moment of love on? Okay, fine. Idi vidi beloved. Lomre shrugs lokasha, adiz besar, adales besar. The point over here is that when we say ain moment beloved, it means the destruction of the love and gufa. But if you have a mum, as we're talking about whether it's indeed anakim, there's no etzem. Pasuk is talking about yesh ba'etzem. The Mishnah is talking about where there's no etzem, and anakinami, we're talking about the shofar. But the nature of a pagam over here would be if there is hair.
A hairy wart
is a problem. Yeah, in the eye.
Can you describe the color of the skin? Is it white? Is it
white? I don't understand. What's the matter with you? It's the most common thing in the world.
Blister? No. Is it the after effect or something? Or it's just so.
Leave me alone. Exactly. Enoi achas gedela. Tana gedela to shel egel. The shear of a very large eye, an abnormally large eye, is to shel egel. A shear of an abnormally small eye is to shel avad. Most Rishonim learn that we're not talking about a proportion relative to each other. In other words, haisa enoi achas to shel egel is one mum. Uktana shel avaz is another mum. In the Rambam, the Mashmah says this is one mum. If the difference in the size is the difference between Eina shel egel and Eina shel avaz, then I already have a problem of the sarua in the Einayim. But it's not that the pagam per se is like say Eina achas today like the shel egel. Okay.
Both of them were large, or both of them were smaller.
That would be okay.
Or if they're relatively
big, it's more. That's what he's saying. Ozer achas gedela, or beitza achas. Now, Rabbanan say, it doesn't matter in the beitzim. Hatzkama, I mean, how much that difference are you going to tolerate? I mean, you have one small beitza, how small? Tanya acherim eimrim, afil eina lishnia ela kipol kishero. So the size of a pole is minimum size. Less than a pole already is not considered to be a base. Okay. No, we're talking about a testicle. Yeah, we're back now to the last part of the mission. The design of that base to office gedela.
The hanging skin.
Oh, the hanging skin. No.
What caused it? Just stop happening?